On Fridays, we talk to the Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Sorich about the region's business news. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
The former Clarion Hotel in Midtown Sacramento was in the news this week. The site was once expected to become a new hotel, but Sonia, the developer, has now changed his plans.
Yeah. Developer Sotiri Kolokotronis said he's going to demolish the hotel building and build an apartment project at the site, which is at 716th Street.
Why'd he change his mind?
Well, finances were apparently a factor in the decision. The developer once planned to refurbish the existing building and turn it into a boutique hotel with a strong art component. But he said that there were financing challenges. Also, the building was decaying, and the project was getting more competition from other local hotel projects. We've talked a lot about the need for more housing in Midtown, and this new project is meant to address that need.
So how big is this place going to be? How many apartments?
This will be a five-story, 190-unit project. It will also include first-floor retail space. It will be a market-rate project and is expected to include a variety of apartment sizes.
And what about a timeline? When will work start?
Work on the project is being targeted for the first quarter of 2020 and is expected to cost $60 million to $65 million. SKK Developments is teaming with the Groupie Company for the new project.
In other real estate news, Placerville is looking for new uses for its former City Hall on Main Street. How long has that site been empty?
Yeah, we're talking about a two-building complex that's been vacant for more than a decade. It's known locally as the ketchup and mustard buildings because of their distinct red and yellow colors. The Placerville City Council plans to release a new request for proposals for the site by July 1st and aims to get replies within a month.
Of course, Placerville is an historic town and preservation is a big deal there. What kinds of ideas are city leaders looking for?
These buildings date to the 1860s, so of course preserving their historic nature is one of the factors that will be considered in choosing a new concept. Applicants must be nonprofits, and the city says it will consider the appropriateness of the reuse, the financial viability of the concept, and making an overall positive impact on downtown Placerville.
And how much space are we talking about?
Well, not that much, actually. These are two-story buildings with a total of about 4,200 square feet. They'll also require about $2.3 million in structural upgrades and other improvements. The city plans to put new roofs on them.
And Macy's is planning a new way to bring in more customers to its downtown Sacramento store with beer and wine.
Macy's has applied to sell beer and wine on the first floor of its downtown department store. We don't know too much about what's planned, but the application is for beer and wine sales in an eating place. Macy's currently operates a taste bar cafe in its downtown store.
Department stores have been dealing with lots of challenges for a couple of years now as shoppers go online. Is this a response to that?
We don't know for sure, but it's very possible. These retailers are trying to create in-store experiences, and one way to do that is with beer and wine. We've seen Macy's make a variety of upgrades locally. A few years ago, it upgraded its downtown cafe, and last year it added an off-price concept to the downtown store. The company has also upgraded its store in the Westfield Galleria at Roseville.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter at @CapRadioNews.